We are just 1 week away from the primary election here in Michigan, which means it's the home stretch for candidates vying for their party's nominations to succeed, amongst others, Congressman Mike Rogers in our 8th congressional district. Yesterday, we spoke with Republican candidate Mike Bishop about how he'd represent the district in Washington. Now we turn to his competition for the Republican nomination, State Representative Tom McMillan. Tom McMillan is a certified public accountant whose political experience includes being mayor of Auburn Hills and an Oakland County commissioner. He's also been a state representative since 2008 and is currently chair of the House Oversight Committee and co-chair of the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. Tom McMillan, welcome back to Current State.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Why do you want to be our congressman? What made you get into this?
Well, I mean, our country's in real trouble with the debt and deficit, with Obamacare, with the general overreach of the federal government. And I just see too many Republicans going there and just kind of folding into the Washington way. And we need, there's a group like Justin Amash and others who are really standing up to both parties and the establishment and really saying, let's deal with these debt and deficit. Let's not window dress. Let's make some tough decisions. Let's get the government, the federal government, out of a lot of the policy decisions like education, Common Core, push it all back down to the states. There's just a real, and just kind of the lawlessness and the treating us all like criminals with the NSA spying and gathering data on all of us. There's a, there's a real point right now where, we've got to make serious decisions and start getting power out of Washington.
Talk to us about your highest priorities if you were successful. What would be the issues you'd like to focus on most?
Well, it really is getting the federal government out, getting them just so much, a lot less power. I mean, whether it's Obamacare, that needs to go back to the states, whether it's education, whether it's welfare, send these policy decisions back down to the states, closer to the people. Washington has so much money in the politics, and I'm seeing that right now in my campaign. My opponent's raising a lot of money from the establishment sources in Washington, but there's so much money and so much corruption because there's so much power in Washington, and we need legislators that are not going there to just kind of go along to get along, but really, push this power out of Washington and back down to the states. So that's, whether it's Common Core, I think and the federal government and their overreach into education, I think that's a left-right coalition there that's just ready for somebody like myself to help step up and pull it together. We're debating teacher evaluations in Lansing, and one of the big debates is, will Washington be satisfied with how Mrs. Jones at the third grade elementary school is being evaluated? I mean, it's just ridiculous how the federal government is overreaching.
We're talking with Tom McMillan, candidate for the GOP 8th Congressional District primary nomination. What makes you a better candidate for the 8th than Mike Bishop?
Well, I mean, I just have a very solid conservative record. I'm somebody who, has taken the tough decisions, whether it was eliminating the Michigan business tax, which we call the Mike Bishop tax. It was the job-killing MBT. We took those votes and got rid of it. I'm a leader in transparency. I just got a Michigan Press Association Award, for all my work on Freedom of Information Act reform and for my transparency efforts. I stand up whether it's, the overreach of the NSA. I've been fighting surveillance of our citizens here in Michigan. I took the lead on Obamacare, trying to stop it. I crisscrossed the state back a few years ago, trying to get signatures to get a repeal or a opt out on the ballot. We got a couple hundred thousand signatures, but I'm somebody who really takes action. I don't just sit around. Whether it was Common Core, we stopped it last year, defunded it in the budget, even though the governor thought it was very important. We had a very strong debate. And, right now we're out of the federal testing because of a lot of the work that I led on last year. And so it's, we need somebody that senses the urgency and really will take action.
You alluded to the transparency issue here a minute ago. The incumbent, Mike Rogers, has been highly critical of government whistleblowers, especially ones like Edward Snowden, who impact national security. How do you view the actions of Edward Snowden?
Well, certainly anything that he did illegal, if he, released documents that truly were not something he should have, he should be held accountable for that. But he certainly brought to light things that were, you know, not being told to the American people. And, you know, the Mr. Clapper, the NSA director, certainly lied to the American people when he said that there's not mass data gathering. And I've got resolution calling on Congress to prosecute him for lying to Congress. Certainly, like I said, he should be held accountable, but nonetheless, he certainly revealed a lot of things that should have been revealed by our own government, but they were keeping it from us.
You referred to Obamacare here a few minutes ago. Would you join future efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act?
Absolutely. You know, we just need to send it back to the states. If a state like Massachusetts wants to try RomneyCare, which was a more socialized system, they should be free to do that. But I think they're going to pay the consequences when businesses and citizens want a more free market, you know, a lot more freedom in their health care. But nonetheless, states should be able to, it has to get back to the people. If we have problems with health care, you don't want somebody having to go to Washington. It's a lot easier to go to Lansing and your state representative and try and argue for change as opposed to the behemoth there in Washington.
Well, with the skyrocketing health care costs, though, and tens of millions of Americans doing without health insurance, how do you recommend we address those? How do those get addressed?
Well, the skyrocketing cost is only getting worse since Obamacare, and we know central planning doesn't work. I mean, we have people that are paying for a lot of mandates in Obamacare that they have no, you know, 60-year-old couples having to pay for maternity care and other things. I mean, it's just when you do central planning, you do it very poorly. The free market is the best system, we know that. That it's going to, you know, we just need to look at the VA and the disaster that how they're treating our veterans to know that Obamacare and central planning for health care is not going to be the direction we should be going in.
How do you work with colleagues across the aisle if you are elected? How do you regard the Democrats here in solving some of these seemingly intractable problems?
Well, talk to people in Lansing. I work with Democrats all the time. I work with the MEA when we're dealing from time to time when we're dealing with local control issues on education. I work with others on due process, whether it's reforming the civil asset forfeiture laws here in Michigan, or some of the license plate readers and things that are intrusive that the government's doing. I work with Democrats regularly on issues where my principles align with theirs. I find I have more in common with true liberals as opposed to progressives, but I certainly work with the other side quite well.
Tom McMillan is our guest. He is a candidate for the GOP nomination for 8th District Congressman. One of the hottest hot-button issues in Michigan right now in the nation is the future of tens of thousands of young asylum seekers who've shown up at our southern border in recent months. Here in Lansing, which you would represent if you were successful here, there's the beginning of an effort to allow some of these asylum seekers to the capital city. What do you make of that?
Well, right now, the power of the legislature has in Washington has somewhat been relegated or removed, because the real power is in the budget and continuing resolutions. Democrats don't actually pass budgets anymore. It's been almost 5 years since the Senate has done that, but they do pass continuing resolutions and debt ceiling increases, and that's where that could be dealt with. If next week we had a CR vote, a continuing resolution, I guarantee you that truly securing the border and stopping the invasion, not just of the, they're not just children. There's a lot of young adults that are coming over and with their parents, by the way. We would be able to deal with that. But right now, the administration, certainly if there's anything illegal that they're doing, in transporting these kids to our state, I would encourage and have been encouraging the Attorney General to, file a lawsuit. But it's a real problem, but we have to first make sure that we secure the borders, and then we have to change the incentives. If Obama wants money to process these kids and then figure out what to do with them, we should take that away from his vacation budgets, which is enormous, and things that he values, so that there's an incentive to not have more and more people come across the border. But it's hard to have this debate when the floodgates are still open. I mean, we've got to get serious about securing the border, eliminating a lot of the the handouts that we give people that are here illegally, whether it's welfare, healthcare, education, we've got to really deal with the incentives.
Is this situation with the Central American, mostly kids here, I mean, is this a situation, is this more a refugee issue or is this more an immigration issue?
Well, I mean, it really appears to be, I mean, I guess you'd have to look at each case individually, but it seems that there's a real concerted effort to, all of a sudden, thousands show up on our border when they hadn't been in the past. So I really think that it seems to be a concerted effort. And with our policies regarding anchor babies and, people becoming citizens based on their children, I mean, I think that, the incentives are wrong. And, we can't just paint with a broad brush. There may be some that are here for asylum, but, we need to secure the border and not have them going throughout the United States. And we need to just keep them right there at the border and deal with those issues one-on-one.
There's the Wilberforce Act is relevant here from back in 2008, which was signed into law by President George Bush. And the Wilberforce Act apparently was meant to address illegal trafficking, but apparently one of the unintended consequences has been this flood of young asylum seekers. What role and the president apparently wants to alter this Wilberforce Act along with generate an awful lot of money to try to alleviate this situation. Do you understand what the Wilberforce Act is and is it relevant?
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's, like you said, there's a lot of unintended consequences. Things sound good, but if you don't dig into it and understand what you're voting on, I see that all the time, and I'm being criticized for not voting for something that was a 22-page bill that, we were given 2 minutes to vote on in this campaign. But that's what you end up with, is a lot of a good-sounding bill that ends up with a lot of unintended consequences. So, yeah, the Wilberforce Act needs to change, and make sure that it's clear that incentives for kids that are not, needing asylum or not being harmed, that we can't just have the floodgates open for anybody just to come in. We're seeing the consequences of that unintended consequence or of that law.
Tom McMillan, if you were elected, would you sign the Norquist pledge?
I have signed it, and I think the federal government is way too large, and I don't think there's any reason for additional money to go to Washington. Again, I think we need to push it out and back to the states. I mean, if welfare wasn't left up to the states, I assure you that California would be much more careful if there's undocumented or illegal illegal immigrants that were on their welfare. They'd be a lot more careful if their taxpayers actually had to pay for it. But unfortunately, my children and grandchildren are. So, yes.
Most of the polls have you trailing your challenger, Mike Bishop. What do you have planned for this final week to try to make up ground?
Well, we're seeing that there's a lot of excitement on the ground. The one poll that was out there is a robo poll. I've seen polls go from, swing wildly when you got robo polls out there. So we feel that we have a lot of engaged and excited voters who will see the opportunity to send somebody who is not a go-along-to-get-along person, that has really got the history of standing up to both parties and really making tough decisions and, really fighting against big government. And so we see that they're excited. We've got, we're still getting our message out. We're still got a lot of volunteers. We've got a lot of people on the ground, a lot more than my opponent. So we feel that the momentum is going to carry us and that they're going to be excited to get out there to vote.
Tom McMillan is a state representative from Oakland County and a candidate for the GOP nomination to represent Lansing and East Lansing in the 8th District here in Michigan in Congress. We all head to the polls 1 week from today. Tom McMillan, good luck. Thanks for joining us.
All right. It was my pleasure. Thank you.